Okay, so it's been like a few months, and Dave sent them off to be graded, those cards, the Jordan cards, and they're ready now. So he offered to come to me, but I figured I should go to him this time, so I'm driving out to his location, which is a good 80 miles away or so, and I'm looking forward to seeing how they're graded. I don't even think he looked yet. He wants to be surprised as well. And who knows, maybe I'll make a few million dollars from these Jordan cards that I invested in when I was like 12 or 13. Doubt it, but we will find out. Hope you're excited. And who knows, maybe we'll talk a little bit SEO as well while I'm there. But I think we'll just focus on the cards, because I know all you guys who are watching this at this point are still curious about what are these cards worth, how they graded. I'm curious, but either way, I don't think I'll ever sell them. But I appreciate Dave coming out, grading them, giving me his expert opinion on all this stuff. And also talking about SEO, but it reminded me of my old days when I was a kid and obsessed with Michael Jordan and basketball. Any event, hope you enjoy the ride there. Beautiful day to drive. I'm very excited. We'll see. Bye-bye. Well, thanks for having me here.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
It's been, what, three months?
It's May, so yeah. A few months.
And now they're all graded, right?
Yeah, so we had a, when I left your office, we had a stack.
Yeah.
And I came home and kind of went through them a little bit more diligently to make sure they were kind of good enough to submit. So there are some here that are that we looked at that we were going to submit that we didn't because they were just not in good enough condition.
Right.
And the cost to get them graded would have been less than like they're going to be worth. Right. So, so they're still yours. So these are here then. Actually, what we put in here too is, remember, we opened up a second, we opened up a box of cards too over there. So these are all there for you too at the end. I took...
Even the ones in perfect condition weren't worth it.
So those, I'm going to send in about five or six to PSA.
Okay.
The Jordan specifically for
us.
And then we'll each get one when I come back. Cool. So I think that'll be cool. But yeah, so those are yours.
Awesome. Thank you.
And then these are your cards, now graded from PSA. So we'll... And I have no idea, I didn't cheat. I have no idea what the grades are.
Okay.
But I did kind of look up values on here. So... We're aiming for a 7 or higher, essentially, in all of these.
If not, it goes down big time.
It would probably, because I think we submitted maybe 15 or 16 cards. So like the price of submitting, if they all came back 7s, you're probably like losing a few bucks on it.
Right. So on the screen here, you have what the values are of the cards if they are a PS9.
Yeah, so we'll pull one and we'll say, hey, if it's a 9, 8, or if it's a 10, it's a home run. Like
okay.
So if we get a 10 at any of these,
you have to do the math.
You're taking me to lunch.
Okay, got it. Awesome.
But yeah, so
should I?
Yeah, dive in.
It's like unboxing for real. So I should use these scissors and not hurt anybody. Gotta watch a lot of unboxing videos.
So this is it's a big thing actually in the hobby itself. People watch other people open cards.
PSA?
They're just excited to see what other people got.
I thought you were doing...
So here's some fillers. That's just a submission form.
I thought you were doing Beckett, I thought. But this is the better brand.
This will get us... So here's what we should do. We'll do it this way so we don't know the actual grades. We can flip them one at a time. So Beckett I use for my personal collection. So I currently collect some modern cards like Mike Trout or Ronald Acuna or Luca who plays basketball.
Right.
For vintage stuff, PSA has the best return if you're trying to sell stuff. But also I like vintage cards, older cards in PSA cases rather than Beckett. So it's just a preference because there's about five grading companies, but for the best bang for your buck to resell stuff, you want PSA.
Got it.
Yeah. Here's this card, right, in a PSA 9, it's worth about $40.
Okay.
But if you get down to a 7, it's worth about $10.
Got it.
So that's the gamble we're taking right now. So.
All right, so I'm flipping. None of them are worth that much. So.
Oh, awesome. So that's an 8. So that's worth about $20. So,
interesting.
So that card by itself, though, without being graded, is only worth a few dollars.
So this is a card that I bought when I was, I don't know, maybe like 20, 30 years ago when I was a kid or got in a pack.
Yeah.
I kept it in pretty good condition.
And so the designation for 8 means near mint to mint, which is a pretty high grade for 90s stuff because what did we do? We threw them in backpacks, we carried them in our pockets. We didn't really have protected. You put them in you put 2 or 3 cards into a sleeve, like in a binder. And all the corners get jammed up, right? So Good. That's a win. That's good. All right. So
$20 right there.
This is, well, I don't know exactly what it is by the back, so we'll flip it over and see.
But it says seven of 15.
So yeah, so they made a mini set. So right. Inside the regular set, there's an insert set, and that's number seven. So it's number seven. So that's probably, all right, so this is probably a famous nickname one. So this one's gonna be a little bit more expensive. So this one in a nine would be about $70, and in the seven, about 15. So
we do the flip?
We'll do the flip.
Seven.
Oh, wait, no, eight.
Oh, wait. Yeah, okay.
So number seven.
It's number seven, perfect. Number eight.
Another win there. That's awesome.
Wow.
So that's about a $20 card.
Another $20. See, there you go. Making some money here. How much does it cost to grade each one?
So we do it in PSA as a membership, we do it in bulk. So it comes out to anywhere between $12 and $13 for a card.
So this is probably not worth grading so far. But,
yeah. what's cool about it is, for a collection you had as a kid, they're like, you know, you can display these, you can put them in a case. Yeah, so that's, we are hoping for a few nines to make up some money on that, right? So that's the only thing, once you get, like, if you get, like, a six, you're probably losing money on the, but that's what I wanted to see what these turned out to be. So
cool.
That's really cool. So 466. So this is, so this is an insert as well. So again, same kind of price range, anywhere from up to 30, 40 bucks in a nine.
All right, we'll do the flip. Another eight.
Consistent.
Pretty good. No nines yet.
Yeah, you're pretty consistent though, so that's good. So that is that's a 15 to 20. But I also think they also just display nicer. Now they're not going to get ruined ever, right? So
maybe.
They're in the case. Unless you
could have fire, flood.
Unless you toss them somewhere.
Earthquake.
All right, so JC4. Same kind of thing. So right. Same range.
Nine.
Oh, there we go. Nice. So nine. And I actually love just the way this card looks with like the gold on the front.
Looks amazing, actually.
So that nine is $30 to $40.
Interesting. Cool. Got a
nine. Which you probably got for $2 back in the day.
I don't
remember. Or you opened from a pack.
I think I got most of these from a pack, to be honest.
Yeah. So
I used to play baseball, and some kid used to bet me if I would hit a home run over the fence, he would give me his Jordan cards for each one. So I got a lot of Jordan cards.
Nice. All right. So this is the P2. All right. So this is a little bit of a bigger card. So this called Playoff Heroes is this kind of insert. So
what do you think about looking in the back? What's the grade?
I actually thought this was a nice. This one, I think, is going to be a nine.
Right.
Was my guess when I
submitted. Nine, you got it right.
Nice.
He knows his cards.
That's a $50 to $60 card.
Nice. So it's a nice one too. I
just love the look of that card too.
Yeah.
So we're
so far so good. No, nothing below eight so far, right? Nothing below eight. Here are the eights.
That's awesome.
Here are the nines.
Yeah, I'm pleasantly surprised. This is awesome. Oh, this is a cool one. So this is. And lots of people collect this set. It's called the metal set, and this is inserted in there, so it's kind of a cool front. But it's the same price range for that too.
All right, we do the flip. A nine again.
Oh my God, that's good. That would
tell you these are
tougher.
Old cards. As a kid, I kept them in pretty good condition.
And these metal cards, just because of how the surface is, they're really susceptible to like scratches, which would lower the grade on it. So that's phenomenal. That's awesome. So
nice.
another $50 card, which is great. Card number. If this is this might be the finest one. So let's flip this over. So this would potentially be the biggest card in the whole thing.
Okay.
So if this is a nine.
Well, this one is. Oh, that's, I don't know who that is. The 110 is.
So that's, yes, that's a, yeah. So this one would be I think this is the finest, number one.
Oh,
so
one would be 40.
So this could be $140 in a nine.
What do you think before we flip it?
I think it was a little bit off-centered, meaning like the picture was adjusted. So I'm going to say, I'm actually thinking it's an eight.
All right.
Just because. So, but we won't be disappointed with the seven. The seven's still going to be good.
Nine.
No way. Yes. Nice. That's awesome. That's $150 card.
Oh, yeah. I like this card. I remember this card as a kid.
That's an awesome card.
Nice.
That is awesome.
All right. That's the prize.
We're doing really well. All right. Okay. Oh, this is a cool one. The set's called Total D for Total Defense. A little bit on the cheaper side, but just a nice looking card. So it could be up to 30 bucks, but could just be... We want a nine. This one probably is an eight.
Or
if we do get a seven, this would probably be the seven.
Okay. Yeah, I see some.
Yeah, you can see some
on it. But it's a nine. Do they mess up? No,
the backs. So sometimes they don't. The back isn't as important as the front. And I just love the look of that card. That's again a huge win there too.
Nice.
Maybe they knew you were submitting some stuff, so maybe they give you a little bump there.
Interesting.
See us.
They know who you are, so they probably. They knew it was gonna be a YouTube video. Yeah.
So this is a good card. So this one in a nine is about $100, a little less. And an eight is about $50. So it's
this
a cool.
Looks like a nine to me, but I don't know. It's in the back at least.
Let's get a nine.
Eight.
Still good. But
wonder why.
Just love the Now, some things that are hard to tell, it might be a little bit off-centered. Like, maybe, like, the name is maybe more left-adjusted than not exactly in the center. So, like, centering plays a part, a scratch.
It could be a scratch.
It could be a surface scratch. You can't tell now. But I just actually love, like, the lettering.
So, what's this worth?
So, that is... So, which one is this again? This is the CS1. That's about a $35 card.
Take it.
Yeah. It just looks clean, though, like in a case.
Yeah, the case is nice.
All right, so 3 of 10. Ooh, so this is the sharpshooter. Okay, this is a very... So you had 2 or 3 of this exact card.
Okay.
And I brought 2 back and we submitted one. So okay. We submitted the best one and one we left in the pile.
Got it.
So this was the best of the three. Definitely susceptible to wear. So this could be a low grade, but we've been wrong before. So
that's the flip. 8. Not bad.
Man, that's good. So this one is, about 15.
15 bucks.
Yeah.
Very good. Investing as a child is very important.
So this is, I don't exactly remember the story about this, but this is a Jordan card, but they named him Johnny Kilroy. So I think it was a promotion for, I think it was in a movie probably. Or
could
something.
Be. I totally
some sort of promotion. I actually forget what it was, but that's why this card is collectible because it's got a different name on it, but it's Jordan. So if this is a 9, over $100.
All right. What do you think? So,
It looked good, so I'm hoping for a 9. Oh my six. God, a 6! No way.
How's that possible?
So I wonder what...
I never got a 6. I'm insulted.
Yeah.
PSA, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. Well, so you can see there's a little bit of edge wear. Like, yeah. There's a little bit of white on the tops, and that could be...
So that's devalued it a lot.
Maybe a little bit of the edging on the back. Yeah, that's all right, though. It's still a sweet card. So it's probably like it's still worth, I think, grading, because this is this card... Everyone knows it, and it's in a different uniform. It's just a collectible card for people. So
I'll take it.
All right. It's all right. It's all right to have one bad one. That's fine. We're submitting that no matter what. So even if it was a 2, I was going to submit it to grading just because it was like a cool card.
Awesome. Is this a baseball? All right, this is him
playing. Is this a baseball one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan playing this out of the
Sox. This is a baseball one. Very collectible, so about a $40 to $50 card and a 9.
I think it was a good condition from what I remember.
Yeah, this one I think was nice.
9, yeah.
Perfect. That's awesome. I love that. I love that card. It's a sharp card. And that's a crossover route. So now you, basketball collectors collect that, but also baseball card collectors.
Yeah.
White Sox people will collect that. Bulls collect it. So really popular card because it hits all kind of.
Exciting. Collectors. All right. I'm glad that was worth something because.
Special card number 100. So this one's a cool one. So it's called Skybox Emotion. I feel like this is a touch thicker of a card. So this might be an 8 because of condition. So it's
9 again.
Oh man.
Getting a lot of 9s.
Good thing I'm wrong about everything. That's, I am shocked that these are. But they we didn't do anything to the cards.
What does the number mean?
That's the card number. So number 100 means in the set they made, they had maybe 200 cards or 100 cards, and he was card 100.
Okay.
And also you ask the question: do they make mistakes? Yes. It's a human looking at your cards.
You could appeal.
You could resend them in. Yeah, so it's called like a second look or something. And so you can say, hey, I don't agree with the grade. Send it back in. They'll take a second look at it. And lots of times, maybe not lots of times, but like you can get a new grade on it. Some people actually will, if they didn't like the 6, they'll crack this case, take the card out so there's no evidence that it was a 6, and then submit it to like Beckett. And maybe Beckett will grade it a 7. And then they'll keep trying to go up because they know if it's only going to cost $10 or $12 to grade it, but I can get $50 more in a better grade. Because
right.
It is a little subjective. The guy could be having a bad day who's doing the grading because they're literally looking at the card. It is subjective.
Yeah.
A little bit. So, but for the most part, they're pretty accurate. I would say.
They probably did all these at the same time.
Yeah, they did. So they did them all the same day when I got the notification. So it's one guy. So here. Guy, gal, whoever's doing it.
They could have clicked the wrong button for all I know.
Yeah, and I've it's really up to them, right? So there's definitely guidelines, which is why you look at them before you submit. So HS1. All right, so this is the third biggest card out of all of them. So $90 to $100 in a 9, $50 in 50 to 60 in an 8. So this is finest hot stuff.
Let's see, it looks good, but I don't know. An 8.
I love the way that show. Yeah, you could tell this one's a little bit off-centered, right? So you see how there's a lot more of the border than on this side? It's not equal.
It still has a protective coating.
And it has, what's awesome about the card is it has the coating on it that originally. So you can actually peel it off, and you can...
Once you peel it off, it's probably worth less, a lot less.
Because it's harder for when it's on, because like the corners curl when it gets older.
So it's with coating, yeah.
Yep, so it's harder to get better grades with the coating on.
Awesome, so there you got it.
So
Pretty good deal.
That's a good submission.
And this is the best one.
Yeah, that's
one. This is the prize. Cool. That was exciting.
So, good job keeping the stuff in good shape.
Cool. Excellent. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, this was fun. So,
I don't think I didn't prepare any SEO questions.
I think I think people would be interested, right? They don't care about SEO. They care about
cards. Cards. This is great. I appreciate you doing this.
Yeah. And then,
if anybody's looking to buy some Jordan cards, I'm just joking. I'm going to keep these, I think. I'm not going to sell them.
Yeah. And so they make little like display cases that you can hang on your wall and like specifically for this, right? If you want to like put it in an office.
It's not a Michael Jordan rookie card, though.
So. Yeah. So, but it's just kind of fun. But like now they're protected. You know their value. So this is also why grading is important to some people, so they can sell it online, right? You're telling, I don't want to tell you this card's mint condition, and then you buy it and you realize it's really not. The third party grading kind of helps take that advantage. But I think you did, right?
Yeah,
I was thinking mostly eights with a few sevens and like one or two nines. So you did
eight
really
nines, well. Then only one six. Oh wait, this is another nine. Yeah. Put it in the wrong pile.
Oop, nine here too. I think.
Did I mix them up? Oh, here's some eights. Sorry. Yeah, this is a bunch of nines. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 nines.
That's awesome. No. And they're all awesome looking cards too, right? So that was fun. Yeah. And so what I'm gonna do too is on the last one, we opened up 1989 or 1990 hoops.
Yeah.
We're excited to pull Jordan's regular card, Jordan's All-Star card. There's a Larry Bird card, a David Robinson rookie.
Yeah.
There's Pippen. There's all the stars, but in terms of what I'm going to actually submit to PSA for us, it's kind of keep from that. And then there was like Reggie Miller, all the stars from that.
Are you going to submit some, half of them to Beckett and half of them to PSA?
So I haven't decided yet what I'm going to do. And so I was going to show you pictures of, I was going to see what you wanted to, because like I'm going to, because I think we got
two of each.
Yeah. So least, if you like the PSA case, I'll submit your ours to PSA. If you want to try Beckett, I don't plan on selling them. I just kind of think it's kind of cool that we open them together and we can keep them. So whatever you think. If you like these cases, we can do PSA.
I
like Beckett. Maybe we can try Beckett and see how those.
Whatever you think. So. It would be interesting to see how Beckett, they're exactly the same card. Actually, no. Some of them are a little off-centered.
Yeah. But we could submit them one to each one and see what happens.
I don't know if it's worth it. I have no idea. You know best, but.
It'd be a fun thing. But
cool. Thanks again for doing this.
Yeah, this was good. Thanks for stopping by.